So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Kol Aksamim HaNimtzayim B'chal Mokim Tahirin, Chutz Min HaNimtzayim B'chadarim, U'Besvivos Beis HaTameis. All Ksamim that are found in Jewish homes are tar because they would not leave Ksamim around to minimize Tumah. Aside from Ksamim that were found hidden in private rooms and around the rooms designated for Nidus. These are Tameh because this is where they would be put away. The Mishnah continues, Beis HaTameis Shal Kutim Mitamin Bo'oyhel, Mepneishim Koivim Shames Nefalim. The rooms that the Kutim designate for Tmeim are Mitamim Bo'oyhel because they bury their Nephalim in these rooms. Buda disagrees and says, Lohayu Kaivrin Ela Mashlichin V'chayigar Rasei. These rooms are not Mitamim Bo'oyhel because the Kutim do not bury Nephalim. Rather, they throw them away and the animals come and pull them away to other places. As the Gemara explains, the Kutim hold a Nephil does not require Kvura because the Pasuk states, Lo Yisasi Gvul Re'acha Asher Gavli Rishonim B'nachla Secha. Kol Sheyesh Le'nachla Yesh Le'Gvul, Kol Sheyin Le'nachla En Le'Gvul. Only a child born that can inherit requires kavura, but a nephil that does not inherit does not require kavura. Mishnah continues, Nemanim loim kavarnu shomes nefalim oy loy kavarnu. We believe a kuti to testify in an area whether or not they buried a nephil there, because the kutim are careful with tuma deraisa. The Gemara explains, however, that this halacha applies only in the following case: b'kayin oymid sham the naked truma v'ka'achol mina. If a kuti that was a kayin ate truma in this area because he would not transgress an issa deraisa. But otherwise, we do not rely on kutim regarding others because they do not adhere to the isser lifn the evil esid and michshel to cause others to sin. Nemanim loymer al behema im bichra im loy bichra. We believe a kuti to testify in an animal whether it already had a firstborn because the kutim adhere to isser deraisa. And this halach applies only in the case of begeizes va'evid. For kuti himself shared or did work with the next offspring of this animal. But otherwise, we do not rely on the kutim because they do not adhere to lifn the evil. Nemanim al tzin ha-kvaris. We rely on the kuti to mark the places of kvarim, and all other places are therefore considered tar. And even though marking kvarim is only midrabanan, the kutim adhere to this halacha because it is mentioned in the following pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. V'ra etzim adam mavana etz leitzin. Mishnah continues, however, ve'ein nemanim loyal ha-schachis, v'loyal ha-prais, v'loyal beis ha-pras. A kuti is not believed to identify ha-schachis, as the Gemara explains, ilon ha-mesach ala-aretz. If there was a mace buried under a tree, but it's not known under which branch, we do not rely on the kuti to testify which branches are tar, because as Rashi explains, in the chashal asafik, the toila tuma bo'il hasheni misafik. A kuti is not concerned for a safik tuma, and he attributes the tuma to the other branches. Similarly, we do not believe a kuti to identify vaha parois, as the Gemara explains, avon and parois hayotzis min hageder. If stones protrude from a cemetery wall and there was a mace buried under one of the stones, we do not rely on the kuti to testify which stones are tar, because in the chashal asafik, the toila tuma bo'il hasheni misafik. And we do not believe a kuti to identify ubeis ha-pras, as the Gemara explains, saw the shenechresh ba-kever, a field that had a grave in it and it was plowed over. There is no chashash tumah d'oraisa because the plow does not usually reach as deep as a grave. And even if it did reach a shallow grave, we may assume that the bones were shattered into pieces of less than a kesayra. However, midirabanan beis ha-pras metame kishir ha-lochas ha-machresha. The Chum initiated that it is metame within a radius of 100 amas of the kever, which is the limit to which a plow transfers earth because of a possible etzim kesayra. Therefore, we do not rely on the kuti to identify the parts of the field that are tar, because the kutim do not adhere to a tumah that is only midrabanan. Mishnah concludes, Zeha klal. Davesh chashudim boy ein nemanim alav. Generally, we do not believe kutim for all mitzvahs midrabanan because they do not adhere to them. Hanloch perek dam anida, where Baruch Hashem completed the 7th perek of Masechtas Neda, and will now begin the 8th perek haroya kesem be'ezes Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Haroya kesem al besara keneged beis haturfa temeya, v'shalei keneged beis haturfa tahira. If a woman found a bloodstain on her flesh, it depends. If the kesem is opposite a private area, she's tamei, because we assume that the dam came from there and it is dam neda. But if the kesem is not opposite a private area, she's tahar, because we assume that the dam came from an external source and it is not dam neda. The Gemara cites a relevant statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Badka karka oylem yashva leo matzah dam leo tayra. If a woman checked the ground and it was clean before she sat down, and when she stood up she found dam, she is tar even though the dam certainly came from the makar, because the pasuk states dam yezava bibisara. The word bibisara teaches at shetargish bibisara. She's tamei only if she senses the discharge of blood. And the Gemara explains the word bibisara actually teaches three halachas. The letter veiz teaches shemitama bifnim kibachot. A woman becomes tamei from an internal discharge of dam, even though it remains inside her body. And the letter hey teaches, achatargish bibisara, she must sense the discharge. And this also excludes v'lei b'shvir v'lei b'chaticha. A woman becomes tamei only from dam nida that flows through her body, but not from dam that comes out in an embryo or piece of flesh, because she does not sense the dam that is within the piece. The Gemara questions Shmuel from several sources, one from our Mishnah. Haraya kesem al besara keneged beis haturfa temeya. Why is she tamei? She did not have hargasha. I think most of the question is Shmuel from the following brayso, which teaches the following distinction. Al besara safek tamei safek tahar tamei. If questionable dam nida was found on her body, she's tamei. Al chalukah safek tamei safek tahar tar. If questionable dam nida was found on her garment, she's tar. I think more offers two approaches in the distinction between these two halachas. Nechagor lamata kagan she'aver b'shug shel tabachim. The dam nida was found below her waist, and she had walked through the meat mark. Therefore, al besara megufa asoy dima al masoy al chalukah miboyli ashtakuchi. If the dam was found on her body, we assume that it's dam nida, because otherwise, if it was dam tabachim, it should have been seen on her garment, which is outside. While al chalukah me'alma asa di megufa asa al besar miboyli ashtakuchi. If the dam was found on her garment, we assume that it is dam tabachim, because otherwise, if it was dam nida, it should have been on her body, which is inside. Or mechagur lamala kugoin this dakra. The dam nida was found above her waist, and she had jumped backward, which might spread dam nida to all areas. Therefore, al besara vade megufasoy di ma'amasoy al chaluke boy lishtakuche. While al chaluke me'amasoy di megufasoy al besari boy lishtakuche. Think more question Shmuel from the first case. Al besara safek tame safek tar tame. Why is she tame? She did not have a hargasha. Therefore, the Gemara offers two solutions. Rabbi Yirmi Medifti says, Ma'idah Shmuel she tamei midrabanan. Shmuel agrees that she is tamei midrabanan even if she saw dam without hargasha. And when Shmuel said, Badka karka oil miyashva lao matzah dam alao tahira, he meant that only that she is tar midareisa, but she is indeed tamei midrabanan. Ravashi says that when Shmuel said, Badka karka oil miyashva lao matzah dam alao tahira, he meant that she is even tar midrabanan. Because Shmuel follows the opinion of Reb Nechemia, called Dabesh in a Makabal Tumah in a Makabal Kesamim. If a woman found a Kesam on an object that is not susceptible to Tumah, such as Karka, she's not Tummy. Kesam are only Mitami when found on an object that is susceptible to Tumah, such as her body or garments.